Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2228, with a release date of Friday, July 10th, 2020. To follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Radio assists a dramatic rescue at sea. Swiss soda activators mark 15 years on the air. And love is in the air and on a summit. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2228 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
We begin this week with news of a sailing vessel in distress and the hams who stepped in to help. For that story, we turn to Dave Parks, WB8ODF, who happens to be a proud former net controller for the group involved, the Maritime Mobile Service Network.
In a dramatic rescue, amateur radio operators came to the aid of a sailing vessel set dangerously adrift in the ocean by engine failure off the Florida coast. According to an account from the Maritime Mobile Service Network, Captain Ian Cummings, KB4SG, was piloting the Mystic Lady in the Atlantic Ocean about 40 miles off the Florida coast when the vessel's engine died and a strong current began pulling him back out to sea. His distance from shore made it impossible for him to reach help on any of the VHF marine frequencies. On 14.300 MHz, he reached out to the Maritime Mobile Service Network, advising net control operator Stephen Carpenter, K9UA, that he was in distress. The contact with Stephen and fellow net control operator Robert Weinoff, K5HUT, came just as the captain reported he was now being pushed by the wind towards the South Carolina coast, possibly towards a shallow area known as a lee shore, where boats often run aground and break up. The U.S. Coast Guard kept watch as hams with the net kept the captain's family updated via landline. Hours later, the Mystic Lady was close enough to shore to allow Sea Tow, which provides boat assistance, to assist with the ride back to port. The vessel's return was monitored by the Pacific Seafarers Net, which continues operations from the West Coast on 14.300 MHz after the Maritime Mobile Net is off the air. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
How do SOTA activators mark a special occasion? Hint, it often involves mountains, but it always involves radio. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP, with a report about some special radio events across the world.
15 years ago, a group of amateur radio operators in Switzerland decided to join the growing worldwide community activating summits on the air, becoming an association. With 15 years and countless QSOs behind them, SOTA Group Switzerland is marking this anniversary year with special event station HP15 SOTA and will keep this call sign on the air until May 8th, 2021. Awards are available for summit-to-summit contacts as well as those from chasers. Be listening for HP15 SOTA, but please be patient for QSL cards, which will be sent after the special call sign period ends. It won't take another 15 years, of course, but it may take a while. Last week, we told you about the planned Austrian SOTA Activity Day on September 19th and how it started to expand into a Europe-wide event. This week, Ireland, Belgium, Romania and Croatia have added their names to the list from last week, which included Austria, Switzerland, Germany, Italy and France. Let's hope for a lot more European country associations committing to take part in the next couple of months. Meanwhile, over the other side of the pond, not to be outdone, the SoCal SOTA Fest is scheduled for August 1st and 2nd. This will be a two-day summit-to-summit event with activators from both Southern California and Southern Colorado taking part from some of the highest summits in the Rocky Mountains. Details at socalsota.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The Wireless Institute of Australia has rescheduled its annual general meeting for this month. Here's more from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
There will be plenty of room at the annual general meeting of the Wireless Institute of Australia when it convenes on Saturday, July 25. Although the meeting is being held behind closed doors because of COVID-19 restrictions, attendance is not expected to be a problem at the Victoria National Office because the session will be live streamed on the internet and questions and discussions will also be handled electronically. Voting, however, will be done by proxy forms, which have been mailed to members. The forms must be received at the WIA office at least 24 hours before the start of the meeting, 10 a.m. on the 25th of July. The business to be transacted was originally scheduled for the meeting and convention on May 10 in Hobart, Tasmania, when the pandemic forced closure and cancellations of public gatherings for safety reasons. Regulations required that the meeting be held before the end of July. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Radio interference of a different sort is challenging the plans of one amateur radio operator in Vermont who has plans for two towers on his property.
Neighbors of Zachary Manginello, K1ZK, say the two 84-foot towers he wants to build on his property in Dorset, Vermont are just too much. They are challenging his application, saying the towers will ruin their panoramic view of the mountains and affect the character of the area. Some neighbors have stated they are afraid that the electromagnetic signals will have a bad effect on their health. Zachary, a ham since 1994 when he was 14 years old, is also the trustee for the Black Mountain Radio Group, W1JXN, according to his profile on QRZ.com. He is awaiting the results of a balloon test being conducted by an engineering firm to simulate how the towers would look and impact neighbors' views. Zachary has told local officials he would consider a modified proposal to address neighbors' concerns. He and his attorney, Brian Sullivan, say, however, that federal and state exemptions for ham radio towers supersede any height limitations set by local laws. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
The plan to switch fully to digital radio from analog is getting a reprieve in the UK. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has the details.
If you live in the UK and you are planning to get rid of your AM and FM radios, think again. Regulators have announced that the planned switch over from analog to digital will be delayed until 2032. The original plan would have scrapped the analog broadcasts available on older receiving devices in favour of digital signals instead of the commercial analog licences expiring in 2022. Ofcom will renew them for another decade on condition that the licensee also provides digital service. This delay marks the latest slowdown in the UK switch to all digital commercial broadcasting. It's estimated that 60% of radio listeners have made the leap to digital in the UK, but Ofcom recognises that there remains a strong loyal group of listeners to traditional AM and FM signals. The rules do not apply to BBC radio stations. Media Minister John Whittingdale told the Daily Mail that despite this accommodation of AM and FM listeners, there was still a long-term commitment to the continued growth of digital radio. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Although Amateur Radio Newsline typically doesn't run birth announcements, this one's a little different. We are happy to report the birth of a new call sign, K2LCW, granted recently to the Kids LICW Club. The club's very young members have been learning Morse code from the Long Island CW Club in New York, an especially welcome activity during the long quarantine. The Long Island CW Club, also known as W2LCW, is the proud parent and, according to instructor Rob, K2MZ, is now in search of a suitable logo. According to the Long Island CW Club website, since their launch earlier this year, the kids' classes have attracted students from 31 U.S. states and 4 countries. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WB5ITT repeater of the Triangle Repeater Association in Houston, Texas, on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Hams in one West Virginia county have been busy preparing for disaster whenever it comes. Jack Parker, W8ISH, has the details.
West Virginia is getting a new amateur radio emergency network. Hams in the Morgan County region have formed the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service as a way of providing backup to first responders and other service organizations in times of crisis in the isolated rural area. According to an article in the Morgan Messenger, the group is expected to supplement official communications among police, firefighters, EMA units, and 911 operators. The effort is being coordinated by John Peterson, WQ0J. His group of 60 or so amateurs believe the new network will be a plus for emergency response in the eastern Panhandle County, where some communities are cut off by the mainstream by a mountain. Tyler Murphy of the Morgan County Rescue Squad told the website that emergency responders welcome the addition of the area's group, particularly if the mainframe system fails, phones are out, and the squad's radios aren't working. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Let me add here that John told Newsline that 23 hams turned up at the organizing meeting last month, and the next session will be at the end of July. We're looking forward to watching this life-saving effort grow. A leading amateur radio operator in the UK has become the new coordinator of electromagnetic compatibility concerns at the International Amateur Radio Union. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us more.
Martin Satch, G8KDF, has been named Global Electromagnetic Compatibility Coordinator for the IARU, according to a posting on the website of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Martin succeeds Tor Warren, LA9QL of Norway, who has served as coordinator since 2017. Martin has been the RSGB's liaison to the IARU on electromagnetic compatibility issues. Last year, he received the Wortley Talbot Trophy from the RSGB president, Dave Wilson, M0OBW, for his efforts in developing software that could identify VDSL2 interference. The EMC coordinator is responsible for seeing that international standards bodies take radio amateurs' needs into consideration in their actions, particularly with respect to unwanted interference. The coordinator deals with such bodies as the CISPR, the International Special Committee on Radio Interference, and the ITU, along with numerous regional telecommunication organisations. Martin will have the assistance of experts on the subject who are volunteering their time and insights. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, be listening for Loic HB9HBY and Greg HB9TWU operating as HB0/HB9HBY from Liechtenstein between July 24th and 26th. They will be on the air around the clock for the 3 days on 80 through 6 meters, including 30, 17, and 12 meters using CW, SSB, and FT8. There will be a special call sign on that Saturday, which has not yet been announced. Look for updates on Facebook or on Twitter using the call sign HB9HBY as the internet handle. A special centennial event is to take place when members of the Royal Signals Amateur Radio Society are marking their 100th anniversary with the call sign GB100RS. And are on the air until the end of October on various HF bands. Listen for them using CW, SSB, RIDI, and PSK. Special awards are available, QSL via the Bureau. A group of operators, including Silvo S50X, Garon S52P, and Hubert S53Z, will be on the air as 9 Alpha, followed by their call sign from the Palagruza Islands between July 18th and 31st. Listen on 80 to 10 meters, where they will be using CW and SSB. The group will use the call sign 9 Alpha 20 Alpha during the RSGB IOTA contest, which is July 25th and 26th. Send QSLs direct or by the Bureau to S58MU. Our final story is a love story. A story of love and romance combined with the love of radio at high altitudes. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, takes us on this sentimental journey.
Love was in the air at an altitude of nearly 4,000 feet on California's Morton Peak, where romance was being activated on July 4th just moments before a scheduled SOTA summit operation. The dearly beloved had gathered for the wedding of David, KM3A, and Liz, K6LZT, officiated by their friend Scott, N0OI, who became ordained for just this purpose. The witnesses were friends, family, and members of the AB3G Association. With that call sign, Scott, his wife Corinne, N2ZIP, and the groom had plans to activate the summit shortly afterward on CW and SSB. But first things first. Before the CQ, there must be the I do. The couple's original plans for June 7th were canceled due to COVID-19 restrictions. Undaunted by the detour, this ham radio couple decided a mini SOTA expedition with a great view of the San Gorgonio wilderness would be a great place to exchange vows and signal reports. Scott and his wife Corinne, N2ZIP, agreed, giving their dog Zippy as the honored role as ring bearer. According to Scott, congratulatory wishes were recorded in the log from coast to coast and from one DX station in Panama. As for the bride, well, Liz will always remember her wedding day because it also marked one other major life event. On 2 meters, she had her first SOTA activation. Talk about wedded bliss. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
With thanks to the Amateur News Weekly, AMSAT, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, the Daily Mail, David Bihar, K7DB, DX World, Groups.io, Jeff Savasta, KB4JKL, LocalDVM.com, Maritime Mobile Service Network, The Morgan Messenger, Ohio Penn DX, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Great Britain, Scott, N0OI, The Shelburne News, shortwaveradio.de, The Sota Reflector, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.